And this weekend, New Yorkers are fanning out across the city, frantically trying to make a 4 to 7 minute long film in just 48 hours. They're participating in what's known as the 48-Hour Film Project, which takes place in almost 80 cities around the world. And in keeping with the theme of tight deadlines, we're going to conduct a 4 to 7 minute interview now with David Stott, New York producer for the 48-Hour Film Project. Hi, David. Welcome to WNYC.
How you doing, Brian?
Good. Why have a timed filmmaking competition?
Well, I think I've done the 48 six times as a filmmaker, and I think the brilliant part about it is that it really forces you to stop talking and get to work. I know I've lots of artist, actor friends, filmmakers, and we love to talk about what we're going to do in our projects, and sometimes we like to talk more than we like to do it.
So at 7 o'clock tonight, the teams meet, a gun goes off somewhere, I guess, and then what?
Exactly. Then the filmmakers are off to the races. They, as you said, they have 48 hours to write, shoot, edit, and score. So the teams will typically take Friday night to write the movie and then either start shooting that evening and shoot through the night and then shoot the next day if reshoots are required. And then editing is always a beast. And then they're mastering their film and racing to get it back to us by 7:30 on Sunday.
How many teams you got?
We got 64 teams this year.
That is cool. And is it a set number of people per team?
It varies. We have one guy that does everything himself. He writes the script and then sets up the shot and then runs around the camera to the front and does the acting and then edits himself. We've had teams, I think the biggest team I know of in New York had maybe 20 people on it. So it's up to the filmmaking team, however they think they can best get the film made.
How many years has this been going on?
They started in D.C. in 2001, and I think that year they were in one city or three cities, and they've expanded every year, so they're in 80 cities this year, so 8 years.
Have you ever seen a decent film come out of this?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's, I think, if you sort of take the deadline and embrace it and let it drive you, you can come up with something pretty cool.
Like what? Can you give me a really thumbnail description of one of these 48-hour produced films?
Sure. I think it was a silent film came out of L.A. last year, and they took with silent film we allow sound effects, but no spoken dialogue. And in this case, they based the whole movie around. The conceit was that the sound you were hearing was not matching at all with the action that was taking place on the screen. So by the end of the film, the protagonist had thrown a switch and he got the sound to sync up. And I'm not really doing it justice, but if you can take a simple idea and execute it well, we find that those are the best films. The people that try and do seven locations and, you know, two different cameras and a cast of thousands, those typically
that doesn't work out.
Don't work out
days.
That well.
Who judges the winners?
We have three judges this year. They're local video and film professionals that I've met through my work. We have Veronica Diaferia at SAS Special Team. We have Micah Scalin, who produced The 48 in 2007. She works at Showtime. And we have Brendan Gibbons, who's a commercial director who works at Station Films.
And people actually have to rent out editing suites and stuff like that in advance to be ready to go?
You know, a lot of people can, you know, edit on their laptops these days.
Right.
You know, Final Cut Pro with the MacBook Pro. A lot of people do that. So I don't know. I haven't heard of anyone that's spent the money on an editing suite. You know, they tend to spend money on things like camera rentals and lenses and things like that.
When are the films screened? Where can our listeners see them when they're done?
Yeah, we'll be at the Cantor Film Center June 5th, 6th, and 7th. The screening's at 6:15 and 8:30. And then the 7th is a Sunday. We just have one screening that night. That's at 7 p.m.
And where's that film center?
That's a Cantor Film Center on the NYU campus. That's 36 East 8th Street.
Do you put them online?
We do. We have it's a www.48.tv.
David Stott is the New York producer for the 48-Hour Film Project. If you hear a gun go off in exactly 7 hours, you know the 64 teams of filmmakers have their work underway. That sounds like fun. We'll be looking for some of those films online. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Good luck.
Take care.
Coming up on the Leonard Lopate Show, right after the news, Bill Irwin and John Goodman talk about their roles in the Roundabout Theater Company's production of Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot, now playing at Studio 54. And Please Explain is all about migraines. So stay tuned for Leonard, coming up right after the latest news here on WNYC, FM and AM New York, and WNYC.org. I'm Brian Lehrer. Have a great weekend, everyone.